on WPHM. Kind of cool and cloudy out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This was in the news yesterday. Groundbreaking is scheduled for Monday on the new high-rise condominiums in Port Huron, right behind our radio. I got to get one of those because then I can just walk to work every day.
That's right.
Jeff Wine is here from Joanne Wine & Associates. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How you been?
I've been well, thank you. Nice to see the sunshine.
Yeah, you know, got rid of the rain. That helps a little bit. This is the biggest construction project we've seen in Port Huron in some time, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it'll be. It's very exciting for the community. Actually, I think the whole region, but especially downtown Port Huron.
For people not familiar with what we're talking about, it's the old YMCA site.
The YMCA site, approximately 8 stories, centrally located. A short walk, as you mentioned, to the radio station, the downtown offices, office buildings, bars, restaurants, just a couple blocks from McLaren Port Huron, SC4. So it's centrally located, really right in the heart of our community.
I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. What about parking? Is there an ample parking there for our residents?
Yes. You know, it's funny. The three P's of condominiums are people, parking, and pets.
Right.
And yes, with each residence, one assigned parking spot covered is included with the purchase of a residence at Blue Water View Luxury Condominiums. Additional parking will be available for sale, and then there also will be parking surface parking that's not assigned that would be available for people also.
How many units are there going to be in, and do they all have a view of the water, or are there some on the other side that don't have the water view?
The renderings I've seen, everything will have a water view. Some will be looking, the residences on the southwest would be primarily looking at, let's say, SC4 and or to the west. However, they still have, I think, will have a ribbon of the St. Clair River as it bends around south of Black River, the intersection of Black River and the St. Clair River. So I just think it will be astounding. If people stop by the visitor center, they send a drone up to take pictures from all different angles. And even if you're looking to the southwest, you still have a view of the river. So, and it's a pretty view regardless. All of them are, I think, outstanding views, you know.
How many units are there going to be?
In the Tower A, 28. And 8 floors, 28 residences. Then we expect, the plan is to sell those quickly and then begin Tower B right next to it.
Okay. So, I mean, this, in terms of real estate, Jeff, this is a big deal because what this means is that 28 people are going to be moving into those, and if there are 28 people from this community, that means it's probably 28 homes for sale.
Right. As a real estate broker, what I would, and especially in a rather tight inventory, I like to think of it as a great uncorking. You know,
right.
That people will that have been in a residence for a number of years will transition out of that into either more right-sized housing. It's been wonderful to work on this project with the Stevens, who are just absolutely wonderful people, have been a real joy. The people that I've met that I've gotten to know better, some I've known for years, others are I've just become acquainted with, and it really, there's no stereotype. You know, maybe there's an average age of people that are looking at it, but some are certainly looking at it to downsize. Some are looking at it as a second home. They're going to spend 4, 5, 6 months in Port Huron, the rest of the time someplace else. Others have done well. You just want a different house. One younger person does not anticipate wanting a yard. He doesn't want to buy a lawnmower.
I can identify with that,
right.
Especially the number
right.
of leaves I've got.
Well,
on my lawn.
You know, Debbie and I, we come home every night. We seem to be working longer as we age, which we don't quite understand. So
it's not the way it was supposed to
work. That wasn't the way I drew it out when I was 20.
Yeah.
But we're working, you know, 10, 11 hours a day, and then we work at home. There are 2/3 of our house, if not, you know, 75% of our house just is not used.
Yeah.
But there's lawn care, there's maintenance.
the exterior of your house, yeah.
And we painted it a year and a half ago, two years ago. So, and it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
Where this is just, so what we're selling at Blue Water View Luxury Condominiums is a lifestyle for people that are either retired, still working, or just want to be centrally located, easy access to education, entertainment, healthcare, so on and so forth. And that, the condominiums at Blue Water View combined with the exciting progress that's going on at McLaren, Mercy's campus or Lake Huron Medical Shores seems to be doing well.
Yeah.
You know, and they're certainly to have two great healthcare institutions locally with a community college just blocks away, I think is really an outstanding asset for the community.
Absolutely. So when we talk about the price of these, I mean, they're all going to be the same standard price or are there going to be some that are larger and more expensive? How's that all
sure.
work?
The prices range from $300,000 to $1.5 million pre-construction pricing. And the pre-construction pricing will probably, we anticipate, will be held until the middle of December. So construction starts, we're considering construction beginning at the groundbreaking on the 20th. Mm-hmm. And the pre-construction pricing should last until about the December 20th, mm-hmm. roughly a month.
Okay. Let's just,
so it's exciting. And so we've got the groundbreaking at 4 o'clock on Monday, then a ribbon cutting for the visitor center. What they have done is remodeled the visitor center, so it will be kind of a grand reopening and ribbon cutting for the visitor center, which will be a sample living room and kitchen of one of the residences. What we found in the past with working with new construction is we're a touchy-feely, want to see it.
Yeah, what's it going to look like?
What's it going to look
right,
like?
Exactly.
And though we have sold new homes and condominiums off blueprints in the past, Port Huron and St. Clair County really is, let me see it first.
Absolutely.
And this will do that, complete with appliances and some of the basic finishes. There will be upgrade packages available, but I think the public will find and prospective buyers will find that it's a very, very nice beginning. Bosch appliances, very nice cabinetry, so on and so forth. So I think people will should stop down and take a look on the 24th and 25th from 2 to 6 of November, the day after, the Friday after Thanksgiving and the Saturday after Thanksgiving from 2 to 6 p.m. We will be there staffing public open houses.
Okay. Pop in before the Santa parade on Friday then.
You certainly can. Yes.
Maybe Santa will stop by and take a look.
You know, maybe put a deed to or a reservation agreement in your spouse's stocking for Christmas. Now, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
That'd be a big surprise. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking to more and more snowbirds, you know, retirees that like to get away somewhere warm in the winter months that are leaving earlier and coming back here later and finding, you know what, we love Michigan in the summer, so we'll be back in May, June, July, August, and then we're out of here again. This would be a nice option.
Yes, for those who just want to lock it up and walk away,
yep.
This would be just outstanding. Yeah. It's just outstanding. And then to have the views when you're in the residence, I think are just phenomenal. And then to get out and walk. Debbie and I love to, we live in the Gratiot and Sanborn area and walk south on Conger down to Lighthouse Park. You'll have a similar experience here, walking north into Pine Grove Park, the Thomas Edison Parkway toward the Blue Water Bridge. And there's always some activity. There are either people fishing, the boating activity, the shipping activity. It's a very wonderful place to be.
No doubt. And these are condos. These are not apartments. These are not for rent or lease. These are for purchase, right?
Correct. You know, it seemed to me that I'm not sure how that happened. It could have been an ad got placed that we did have a few people inquire or stop by at open houses I had held previously at the visitor center that wanted to lease them. And but no, they are just for sale units.
Well, this is, you know, as we said, probably the biggest real estate deal in Port Huron in a long, long time.
Right. Well, and I think a community such as Port Huron, we're challenged in that we only have, our footprint is only what it is. I don't think Marysville, Port Huron Township, or Fort Gratiot Township are saying, hey, why don't we annex? I haven't heard those rumors.
No.
You can start them, though, someday on your, your show.
Well, I mean,
next time you have Georgia Baldwin Randy Fernandez or wouldn't Bob out in the township.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. No, let's not do that, Paul. or you do that by yourself, not with me. But so you're challenged on redevelopment. And so a community like Port Huron, I think that is one of the ways that we continue to grow is with is going vertical. We don't have we can't go horizontal anymore, and acquiring land is expensive. Mm-hmm. Certainly, this the site that Blue Water View Condominiums is going to be built on was not cheap. It's a very prime spot in the county and actually in the region. So, into land assemblage was I can't remember how long did it take for Cross Point and Dockside. Maybe a decade.
Yeah.
Something in, I don't know, there's still some community healing, I think, that needs to go on from the eminent domain lawsuits that were initiated, in the late 70s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So that all turned out beautifully, enhanced the tax base. It was provided a wonderful place for people to live that is still desirable. I think we've got four, five, six people that would like to be have indicated an interest in being either at Dockside or Cross Point right now. And this is not typically a time that we would have people interested in. Those people are typically the snowbirds that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. They've left around Halloween anyway.
So, right, exactly.
A denser, more vertical plan is how a community with the makeup and the that Port Huron has, that's the option to grow, is to go up.
Yeah. Well,
so
it's certainly going to change the look of that part of the waterfront.
Oh, I think so.
It's going to be neat.
It's been, you know, former manager Brown was extremely frustrated by looking across the river. I mean,
sure,
he had to go to work every day. This now it's the manager Freed, but to look across the river and see six or seven high rises over there, it's like, why is that possible?
That's right.
So, across the river, not even a mile away, then let's do it here.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Thank goodness Alan Stevens had the vision to put this together and bring this to Port Huron, and I think it's incredibly exciting for all of us.
If somebody wants to find out more about it, website, phone number, what's
sure,
the deal?
They can start at joannewine.com or 810-985-5080. And we have a tab on our website at joannewine.com, Blue Water View Condominiums.
All right. We'll check it out.
Yep.
Well, Jeff, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Good luck with the groundbreaking on Monday. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you. All and right. Thanksgiving, I guess I'll probably see you before Christmas. But
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But just before.
But just before.
There you go.
All right. Thank you,
All
Paul.
Right. Thanks, Jeff.
Great
Jeff,
to see you.
You too. Jeff Wine from Joann Wine & Associates at 5 minutes now before 9 o'clock.